Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. So this week, we have Thanksgiving here in the United States. And I really wanted to focus in on what I think is important and something we don't think about that much, and that is gratitude. The title of this episode is Gratitude is a Choice, a Skill, and a Superpower. As the holiday season approaches, many people think of gratitude as polite habits, something you say when somebody passes the mashed potatoes or they hold a door open. But gratitude is far more than a social nicety. It is one of the most powerful emotional, psychological, and relational forces that we can cultivate. In times of uncertainty, strain, or personal challenge, gratitude becomes a stabilizer. It anchors the mind, it strengthens emotional capacity, and it improves the inner environment from which our decisions, relationships, and performance emerge. I'm going to talk about how we're going to explore gratitude very deeply in this episode, supported by science, emotional intelligence, and real-world stories of people who turn struggle into strength by choosing a grateful posture. So let's start with the stories. I always love the stories. First, we're going to talk about an overwhelmed entrepreneur, and her name is Karen. The struggle? Karen, a small business owner, woke up every day weighed down by pressure, cash flow problems, client expectations, and constant self-criticism. She focused only on what wasn't working. Where was the turning point? During a coaching conversation, she was asked to list 5 things that were working. She struggled, but eventually she named them. That moment changed her perspective. She has now put in place a gratitude practice. She begins every morning writing 3 wins from the previous day, no matter how small they were. The outcome, within 90 days, her anxiety dropped dramatically, her communication softened, her confidence returned, her clients commented that she seemed lighter and more engaging. She made her highest revenue month of the year. Gratitude didn't fix her business, it fixed the internal environment that was running her business. The next one I want to talk about is the strained marriage. What was the struggle? Michael and Lauren were drifting apart. Every conversation turned into a critique. They saw each other's flaws more than each other's values. The turning point came when a mentor asked them to exchange 1 appreciation of the other person every night. No repeats. So they started this gratitude practice, and they committed to it for 30 days. The first week felt awkward. The second week felt surprising. By week 3, they looked forward to it. What was the outcome? Criticism decreased. Emotional walls lowered. Trust grew. They began noticing the good again. After 45 days, they were laughing again and reconnecting emotionally. Gratitude had rebuilt what frustration had eroded. The last story I want to share, and this is so typical today, is the high achiever burnout spiral. What was the struggle? A high-performing sales manager named Alex had hit burnout. Nothing felt like enough. Success produced pressure instead of joy. He became cynical and emotionally exhausted. The turning point came during a workshop where he heard the following statement. Burnout is what happens when achievement loses connection to gratitude. It stunned him. He started a practice of what he calls a gratitude portfolio, recording the people, the opportunities, the strengths, and the lessons that shaped his path. What are the outcomes of that? His energy returned. He regained passion for mentoring his team. His performance improved because he shifted from fear-driven effort to gratitude-driven drive. He described the feeling as getting my soul back. Gratitude restored his meaning where pressure had taken over. Now let's talk about why gratitude works. What are the psychological and emotional benefits? Research from Harvard, UC Berkeley, Greater Good Science Center, and multiple neuroscience labs shows that gratitude is not just a feeling, it's a neurochemical event with measurable impact. Gratitude increases emotional resilience. Gratitude activates the brain's regions associated with emotional regulation, which is the prefrontal cortex, and decreases activity in regions associated with anxiety and rumination. And of course, that's the amygdala, which is part of the limbic system in the brain. People who practice gratitude consistently show lower stress hormones. They rebound faster from emotional setbacks. They deliver stronger psychological immunity to negativity. Gratitude improves overall mental well-being. Studies have consistently found that grateful people experience higher levels of satisfaction in life, lower levels of depression, a greater sense of meaning and purpose, improved sleep quality. Gratitude literally shifts where the brain allocates attention. Instead of scanning for threats, it begins scanning for possibilities. Gratitude also strengthens emotional balance. Gratitude reduces emotional volatility by helping people reframe experiences in a healthier, more constructive way. This does not ignore real problems. It simply prevents problems from controlling the emotional narrative. People who regularly practice gratitude report that they are more stable in their moods, they're less emotional, less overreactions, increased patience, a calmer internal state. This emotional steadiness becomes a force multiplier in relationships, in leadership, in decision-making, and even in personal well-being. So gratitude is also an emotional intelligence skill. Gratitude is deeply connected to the core components of emotional intelligence. Let me line those out for you. Self-awareness. Gratitude helps people notice what is good instead of being consumed by what is missing. It increases awareness of emotional triggers, and it shifts attention to what is strengthening rather than what is draining. In self-regulation, practicing gratitude, especially in challenging moments, activates deliberate emotional control. You're choosing your emotional stance rather than reacting to circumstances. Motivation. By increasing optimism, hope, and a sense of progress. When people feel grateful, they see more opportunities and they take more positive actions. Empathy. Gratitude makes you more observant of others' efforts, struggles, contributions, and strengths. This fosters compassion and it reduces judgment. It allows you to practice curiosity instead of judgment, which is a key if you want to build strong relationships. And then social skills. Gratitude softens communication, it reduces defensiveness, and it increases the quality of the interactions, making connection more authentic and more natural. In short, gratitude enhances your ability to navigate emotional, relational, and social environments more effectively. Gratitude creates a relational environment of trust. Gratitude is a relational signal to other people. When you express it, you affirm the presence and value of others, you elevate mutual respect, you reduce emotional distance, you strengthen trust and credibility, you create a climate where connection is easier and conflict is less threatening. People trust those who make them feel seen, valued, and appreciated. Gratitude communicates precisely that to other people. Psychological safety is directly enhanced by a culture of appreciation. People relax, they open up, they collaborate more, they innovate better, they carry less emotional armor. Okay, now let's put this into practice. How can we practice gratitude in a simple way every single day? Here's some examples to help figure this out. The 3x3 method. Every evening, write 3 things you're grateful for. Write why each one of those matters, and write 3 people you are grateful for, and send at least 1 message of appreciation. Then there's gratitude reframing. When something difficult happens, ask, what is one benefit in this situation? What is one thing I'm learning? And how can this help me grow? This turns adversity into opportunity. Here's another practice, the gratitude walk. For 10 minutes, walk and name things you're grateful for out loud or in your mind. Movement helps anchor that mental shift. Here's another one, appreciation notes. Send a short text, an email, or a voice message every day expressing appreciation to someone specific. Be authentic about that. This builds relationships and it builds your internal gratitude muscle. And here's another one to think about, gratitude breathing. As you inhale, silently say thank you. As you exhale, silently say let go. This is especially powerful under stress. So let's bring this together. We started with gratitude is a choice, a skill, and a superpower. Gratitude is not passive. It's an active decision to shape your emotional environment from the inside out. One of the things that I talk to people about consistently is that they live in the emotional environment that they choose. I get a lot of pushback on that. People push back on me because of the reality in their minds that I can't control my circumstances. No, you can't. Those things that are external to you, most of those are out of your control. But you can control your emotional environment because that is about controlling where you let your brain go and what you let it focus on, how long you let it stay there, you can be intentional about shifting focus so that you get better emotional neurotransmitters, more optimistic, more future focused, more hopeful. So you really do change your emotional environment to a better place when you intentionally choose to do that. The interesting thing about that is it opens the door for all kinds of possibilities because other people see what you're going through. They see the challenges, they see the frustrations, they see the circumstances. But when they see that, what do they expect to see you doing? They expect you to be down and depressed and frustrated and angry. But when they see you practicing gratitude and they watch as gratitude carries you through those difficult times to a better place, that is a witness to other people. That is something that makes an impact on other people's lives. And we do have those choices. At the heart of gratitude is the ability to practice it daily, practice it consistently, and do it in a way that is authentic to you. In a world that's filled with uncertainty, with comparison, with pressure, and with noise, gratitude is a gift that we give ourselves, a gift of a calmer mind, a stronger emotional core, more meaningful relationships, a clearer sense of purpose, and the ability to navigate life with a grounded, resilient spirit. As a matter of fact, I want to take a moment and talk about that. I believe that the two deepest layers of who we are is our spiritual self and our emotional self. And outside of that are other layers like our IQ, our knowledge, our experience, our skills, our gifts, our talents, our education, and all of those kinds of things. But at the very core of who we are is our spiritual self and our emotional self. Now, I, as a Christian, believe that those two things are so closely linked together that they cannot be separated and should not be separated. Because I know I gain spiritual strength when my practice of gratitude, based out of emotional intelligence, is in the right place. You know where I struggle is when I feel like I'm being attacked from every direction and things aren't going the way I want them to. And, oh, what's going on here? Why has God forgotten me? He hasn't forgotten me. He has done so much for me that I don't even see every day. But I've got to remember to be thankful and grateful to Him for all that He does and all of the wonderful things He provides. That is what gratitude is all about. And gratitude will lift us above circumstances. It isn't being unrealistic. It's an intentional choice to be grateful even when things aren't going the way that you want them to. So as we head into Thanksgiving week, I think choosing gratitude isn't just seasonal, it's strategic. And we should be grateful for what's happened this year and for what's coming in the future. I don't know what that looks like for you, but I'm very hopeful for me, and I hope that same kind of hope and optimism for you. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.